Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swipe or Stay on Daybreak.
We're going to play Swipe or Stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines and what happened over the weekend. Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether they want to stay on it or swipe on to the next one. In the event of a tie, Parker gets to be the tiebreaker. So story number one, former NBA executive sentenced to prison time.
Ooh, wow.
Stay.
Yeah, I'll stay.
I'm going to say, came out of the gate swinging. So ex-Atlanta Hawks vice president of finance, Lester T. Jones Jr., has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison. Wow. After embezzling $3.7 million in team money.
Should I do it?
That'll do.
And charging luxurious vacations and jewelry purchases to the company credit card.
Oh,
nice. Wow. You need some bling. If you're going on a nice trip, you got to have the bling.
So,
how much
US
more
attorney,
than 3 years?
Yeah.
Does it, you, is 3 years 100 or is 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years and 2 days.
U.S. Attorney Theodore Hertzberg said he's Jones good. Turned his dream job as a high-ranking executive for the Atlanta Hawks into an opportunity to steal the team's funds, purchasing luxury apparel, jewelry, watches, and trips for himself. But for Jones and others who abuse their employer's trust to embezzle substantial funds, the gravy train's final destination is federal prison.
Wow.
What a statement.
Wow.
Look, folks, if that doesn't get your juices flowing here on a Monday morning, I don't know what does.
Yeah, so put those office supplies down because your gravy train is ending in jail.
No staples for you.
Now, for those who follow Chicago politics, and in this rare instance, I think a lot of people followed this one because it was so funny. Brian, does the name Tiffany Henyard ring a bell?
Sure. Yes. Not at Chicago suburban politics, but yes.
This reminded me very much of that. There's a lot of charges on the credit card, but this one wasn't Wayfair and first class to Vegas.
No, she had. But yes, politicians and executive and yeah, just regular, everybody, just because you're not stealing $3 million right. from your company, there's that goes on a lot.
Yeah,
but as does. We know, the gravy train stops in prison.
It's a great amazing. Quote.
It's so good. Story number two, country-ish music star cancels tour dates.
Stay.
I'm going to swipe.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe.
Okay.
Fred's always sure. so disappointed when we swipe.
No, it was Wisconsin-centric, but who cares? It's fine.
It's what?
It's Wisconsin-centric, but who cares?
Like the, how would we wow. know? We only know the headline.
I don't, look.
How about
Wisconsin?
I want to
be a local show. That's on you.
How do we know that it's local? If you change the headline to Wisconsin-centric country artist, then yeah, then we'll stay. But I,
Brian,
you know,
I don't want to hear excuses.
I don't want to hear that story.
Clearly. Late NASCAR driver at the center of crime investigation.
I like crime and going fast, because if you're not first, you're last. Ricky Bobby, I'll stay.
Stay.
So, do we remember Greg Biffle?
I remember that name vaguely.
The name is familiar, yes.
So, he and his family died in a plane crash last year, December 18th. So, now it's coming out that less than a month after that tragic incident happened, investigators are saying that two of the family's friends have conspired to break into their empty house, took cash, guns, and financial information in an attempt to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from the deceased family.
Wow.
What scumbags.
More than 40 search warrants have been issued, focusing on a married couple who allegedly knew Biffle and his wife, Christina. As of right now, nobody can release exactly because nobody's been charged with anything. So we don't know the exact.
And these were family
these
friends?
Two.
Like friends, air quotes?
Allegedly.
Wow.
Frank, let me ask you a question. Where's this gravy train ended?
Federal prison, baby.
Nice. All right, we got time for one more, Frank.
Not only that, but like, man, what a scumbag. All right. Disney announces casting update for future live action adaptation.
Swipe.
I'm going to stay because I feel like I need a little Disney this morning.
I just want to know what they're making another live adaptation of.
That's fair.
How they're going to ruin
that's
a narrative.
Parker, are you staying?
I'm staying, Frank.
That's fair. Okay.
Disney has announced some names for the upcoming live action Tangled movie.
Why? That's so new. Okay.
That's Parker's favorite. That's what he's basing his beard on.
Andor star Diego Luna and WandaVision star Catherine Hahn have both been cast in the project. The role has not been specified yet for Diego Luna. However, Hahn will play the villainous Mother Gothel. Tegan Croft and Milo Mannheim will star as Rapunzel and Flynn Rider. No release date has been announced for the project yet. And like Parker pointed out, this movie first came out in 2010.
Wow.
We don't need these live action
remakes. Tired of adaptations.
Also, hot take, if you think it is, top three Disney princess movie of all time.
Oh.
That's Swiper said.
All time. Really? Of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I can't.
Rapunzel's Tangled is elite. It's better than Frozen.
It's so good.
I loved Tangled. It was
Tangled's
one of my favorites.
So good.
It was really good.
Well, Frank, thanks. Always fun. Swiper stay every morning at 7:20.